This shit has been a fucking long time coming, man. And I guess it's just my insecurities about myself. Even though I may seem confident, and trust me, I am a confident motherfucker. I'll fuck any of you up any day, man. But on some certain things, I have insecurities and doubts, and the podcast is one. Because at the end of the day, it seems like a waste of time and resources for me too. Because it's not about the money, like I said, it's just for people to understand me better. And why should I pay, or I'm not even paying much, but why should I put in effort to let people understand me better? Because those who understand me will always understand me, and if you don't, I don't, like, it's not like I give a shit or something. But at the end of the day, I felt like it's nice, it's fun for me to rant or talk about some random stuff, and most probably some other dude across the next state or something is gonna fucking like it. And if he likes it, man, hey, we can maybe smoke a joint together. Or maybe when I do not have enough weed, I could contact you and hit you up for some too. So it's just another win-win situation for me. But basically, the motherfucking High Creator is back. I am back, and these episodes are gonna be pumped out on a regular. Fuck the seasons, fuck the episode numbers, I don't even remember, I don't even care no more. I deleted almost around 9 or 10 episodes which I previously uploaded, and which y'all must have heard, because if you listen to my old ones, you're probably listening to this, and you have been waiting for this too. And honestly, like, I appreciate y'all for the support, and I appreciate y'all for all the motivation and stuff you give me through, like, because everybody knows, who know me, they know, even though I may be a tough ass dude, I have my doubts and insecurities about myself a lot, and they help me through. And even if we do not know each other personally, if you are listening to this with, like, proper intentions not to hate on me, yeah, you can hate on me, but you know what I mean, right? If you're listening to this, like, anticipated or something like that, then I really appreciate it. And if you're here to hate on me, fucking welcome and enjoy the show. Fucking sit and listen, because I ain't going nowhere. The worst, what's the fucking worst y'all gonna do to me for saying my shit? I know sometimes I may be a little insensitive and maybe a little too direct, and just because it's true doesn't mean it's right sometimes. But you gotta do what you gotta do, right? Just because Hitler killed Jews doesn't mean it was right. So just like that, even though I say my shit, doesn't mean I'm right too. But, you know, at the end of the day, I am blunt, I am honest. And, whoa, I really made it through without stuttering as much. I thought I would stutter a lot, but I ain't in the grounds of stuttering. But today is a fresh day, and maybe today I'll talk something more on the cannabis society, cannabis scene in the country and stuff like that, and my involvement in the cannabis scene. Whatever I said, should I put it as an intro or should I trim it down? Let's say in post, let's check in fucking post production. I hope everything is better. We are working. I fucking got a dude working on audio. He wants to remain anonymous. I thought I'd give him a shout out right now, but since he's also, like, learning, trying to work shit out and stuff, he wants to remain anonymous. But one fine day, he's gonna be announced on the podcast too. And fucking hell, we're gonna take over. We are really gonna take over, because this shit has no ass wiping. This shit has no generic bullshit, cringe ass people talking about cringe ass shit, right? And honestly, I really want to make this something like the JRE or the Drunk Ones podcast, right? I want a fucking scene like that. I want my homies around when I'm recording my podcast. I want my people around. I want my fam around. I want people to listen firsthand to the other people who are in the show, listen to their experiences, get their viewpoints, and fucking get enlightened, man. Because to know shit in this world, you gotta step in somebody else's shoes. Your shoes may fit comfortably and perfectly for you, but It doesn't for somebody else. And same thing, you cannot fit somebody else's shoes into your feet as easily as you think, even though it may look the same. Just like that, life is the fucking same, man. So try it out and go to step in somebody else's shoes. But let's fucking come to the point and start with this episode and with my rant. I would really like to talk about like the cannabis scene right now, because the cannabis scene is quite troubled. Honestly, I thought weed would be legal in India by 2023. Even 2022, to be honest, I was very hopeful for it in 2022. But, oh well, it is what it is. It's still illegal. It's still fucked up. Lots of laws to be passed. Lots of court cases to be fought against Big Pharma, too. And, like, pharmaceutical companies and fighting the government, it's not easy for, like, a small organization to do it. And the organization behind it, it's called the Great Legalization Movement. It's headed by Vicky Verora. I am really not sure where he was from, but I think he's from the south. Yeah, he is from the south, I guess. Oh my god, see my memory, all my memory from 2015-16, the stoner memory is all fucked up, and I used to remember, know a lot of this shit, but now with time and since the movement and shit is dying off, like my interest in it too, it's like going away. But coming back to the point, the Great Legalization Movement, GLM as we call it in short, it was started by Vicky Verora, and they had like rallies in Bangalore. They used to do seminars and talks about like legalization of hemp, cannabis, and even the founder, he like helped cancer patients recover from like Rick Simpson's cannabis oil. It's like an extracted form of the wheat flour, which you get a high dosage of THC. It helps with like epileptic patients and cancer patients. I ain't no fucking doctor. I ain't no fucking medical student. I barely know the basic medical needs for myself too. But everything is with experience and practice, and they have done it firsthand, and I believe what I see, I believe what happens around me. And me personally too, I have helped diabetic patients. I've helped like people, old people with blood clots in their legs and stuff, their necks, and people who have suffered from strokes, like when their face gets pulled towards one side, when their facial structure gets distorted, massaging their face with like cannabis oil and stuff like that, it returns to a little bit of normalcy. I am not going to say it like brings it back to totally normal, but at least it makes them look a little decent to be presentable in society. And with cancer patients too. To be honest, I have not worked so closely with anybody with cancer, because nobody wants to indulge in weed or stuff like that. But from my experience and from the shit I've seen, what other people have been doing with people who are suffering from cancer, it really helps. It fucking really helps. And I am not one. To be honest, I was also fucking cannabis influencer, wannabe cannabis influencer, because I was also a very early product of that stoner hype, stoner age, that Wiz Khalifa 2009 to 2013, Wiz Khalifa, Snoop Dogg, and all those regular stoner culture shit popping up. I was also a fucking product of that, man. And to be honest, through 2014 to maybe 18-19, I really was trying to be a cannabis influencer. And to be honest, even this day, I'm also a figurehead in the cannabis, Indian cannabis community. Yeah, everybody can talk shit, but all the major brands, the illegal brands, legal brands, the brands which sell papers, the brands which sell like edibles, the brand which work medically in whatever field of cannabis it's available in India, they are down to work with me, and they are always with me on shit because of my experience too. And not to be cocky, I am proud of like being such a heavy stoner, but with this many years of like smoking weed and different kind of stuff too, not just weed and other drugs and paraphernalia, but with that experience, they are perks. So I work closely with a lot of brands. I try to test a lot of products for them too and do a lot of shit, yabba yabba yabba, etc. But to be honest, it's not for everyone with my experience. Not gonna lie, when I was like starting up and my early stoner era, it was like everybody should smoke weed, it cures. You know, there's a saying, if you're not a stoner, you might have not heard this, but if you're a stoner, you definitely might have. But if we all had a bong, we'd all get along. So there's this saying. And honestly, I used to go with that a lot because smoking weed helped me a lot, changed my life a lot, and I thought it'll change everybody's life. But slowly but surely, with experience and seeing how it affects other people in different ways, I realized that pot, cannabis, is not for everyone. And I will get a lot of criticism and hate, especially from the head shops. This is why I do not work with brands anymore, like smoking brands, like brands which sell rolling papers, bongs, stuff like that. I do not work with none of them no more because of, they fucking hate me because of this. But honestly, weed, cannabis is not for everyone. And all the brands which say like they hate on me, but they say it's not because of that, it's definitely because of that, man. Y'all fucking sell rolling papers, y'all fucking sell bongs, and at the end of the day, I tell people not to buy it, you will fucking hate on me. And that has been seen firsthand with the one, not one of the, it is the biggest brand in the country. And if you've been following me and known me very early, I was a fucking brand ambassador for them around from 2017 to 19. I was a fucking brand ambassador for them. I used to promote their shit every fucking story. I used to fucking give away their shit to people too. But now, as I realize, they are just dogs. Dogs who want money. And I know I may sound offensive, and I'm ready. Whatever it may be, man, I'm just giving you all my opinion. And for real, if you all want to try to sue me, try to like put me, get me into some trouble for the shit I say, try me, man. I got a very good legal team, and they will fuck y'all up. For real, they will fuck y'all up. The worst I will go away with is a fucking public apology in the newspaper. Whatever it may be, you cannot squash me because I have received threats from like the owners. And the best part, a lot of the owners of this like local cannabis brands, local head shop brands, they follow me personally. But when it comes to their pages or the shit their page people react, like I'm a total stranger and they don't give a shit about me. When like I ask them about why their shit is fake or why they are doing things which are not into the cannabis culture or the smoke, true meaning of cannabis and smoking culture. Because people have really forgotten. People have really, it's because of the pop culture, hype culture and whatever, flexing and all that shit. But cannabis culture, it was a culture of respect. Cannabis culture was a culture of understanding people, helping people get better. Very honestly, the cannabis society was all about that. But after a while, the new generation, fucking hell, I am young, but I belong to the old generation. But the new generation of stoners, they are fucking ruining this shit. They smoke weed, they get depressed, they talk like they're gonna do some shit, but they rather not. They just stay high, they'll smoke bad shit, act cool. Fucking hell. This shit is going on for far too long, and I do not know what it is going to end up into. But hopefully the people, the cannabis society, the true motives and like the real goals of the people stay up. And That includes like legalization, the GLM, the people working in the medical cannabis industry and everything, man. I am hopeful that one fine day, sooner or later, it will be easily accessible for people who really need it. Weed is not for everyone. Cannabis is not for everyone. And look at me, man. It wasn't for me too, in a way, but just for the sake of like getting a high, looking cool or whatever. Look at me, I'm dependent on this shit. And if I don't smoke, I will fucking slap the shit out of you, because I do not have the patience or the mental capacity to tolerate bullshit anymore. I'm not perfect. Instead, I'm worse, but very honestly, it's not easy. It's not fucking easy to have an addiction and let people try to dictate shit in your life. It's not so easy. Maybe that topic is for another day, like the effects of long-term cannabis use, but I will get deeper into it. I will explain better on it. But this episode has been like a nice one. I feel fucking confident. I feel fucking cocky. And honestly, like the Drink Champs podcast, I will have a crowd. I will have my friends around, like JRE, everything. Man. This shit is gonna get only better. I may be busy and I may be like caught up with my insecurities about myself on these content creation and stuff. But at the end of the day, it's better. And once this podcast releases, just remember, I'll be posting regularly on Instagram too. Fucking hell, I got thousands of photos to post, man. But at the end of the day, I'd rather not show people who would not appreciate it. But let's see how shit goes. If this episode comes out, just know, like, just expect more posts in the coming days after this, and hopefully more in the coming days. Really, really more in the coming days, because this shit has been waiting long enough, and I've been sitting on my ass long enough with this too, because this shit does not take as much time with all the other shit I do in my life. So I should like really get into it, man, and I enjoy it too, and hopefully y'all enjoy it as much as I enjoy it. But, well, it has been a good one. This has been a really fucking good one. Even if you don't notice, I am a little tipsy because, you know, the insecurities and shit. Oh, well, I'll be back. And one fine day, I'll do this shit only high. I ain't gonna fucking take a sip of booze to do this shit. This shit, I just need this shit in my groove. And once this shit in my groove, oh my god. Y'all better watch out, man. It's gonna be scary. This has been the fucking THC podcast, and I'm your host with the most fucking high creator. And hopefully I'll see you in the next. If you like it, share it with somebody. Just one person will do. I don't need the views, nor the likes. I just need you to send it to somebody who would understand or relate, and if you don't, it's fine too. I hope you enjoyed it, and even if you hate it, thank you for listening, motherfucker. I'll see you in the next one. Peace.